You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Only positive critiques. Honest.
Various artists.
Taking place at this coming weekend at Corbin's Estates Arts Centre, Elton Henderson will be the second annual Printopia Festival. This is a three-day celebration of printmaking containing a print fair market, exhibitions and workshops so you can get some hands-on experience with printmaking of various styles, connect with your community and have a great time. I had a chat with Ina Aranui, the organiser behind Printopia, about the festival and what to expect.
Kia ora, my name is Ina and I'm a printmaker and the event organizer for the Printopia Festival. Printopia is a three-day festival to celebrate and promote contemporary printmaking. And it is a combination of different events to really get everyone involved. So there's a print fair, there's live printing, there are print talks, print demos, which is all free Saturday and Sunday. And then there are some ticketed workshops for those who want to kind of delve a little bit deeper and, you know, develop their skills within a certain type of print media.
How long has this been going on for? Is this the inaugural version of Printopia?
This is the second year. Last year was the first year, which was quite an achievement considering we were still in the orange zone of COVID. So the first festival was meant to be in November 2021. In Studio One. That's what I planned it for. And then because of the lockdown for COVID, I had to postpone it. And in order for it to happen under red or orange, there needed to be enough social distancing. So I had to move it out to Corbin's. I was lucky enough to have Corbin's offer to host it. And so it happened last year in May during the orange zone, so everyone had to wear masks, all spread out. Of course, this year we don't have the challenges of social distancing and mask wearing. So kind of tripling it in size, actually. I'm really happy that Corbin's could really see the benefit of this festival, that it's all about promoting community and the arts. So they very generously donated quite a large space, the church, Shed 2, and the whole area that we used last time. So we can really expand it out to 3 days. So we kind of went from 1 day last year to 3 days this year. So it's a huge growth, you know, but I think it's because in response to the response that we had from it, the feedback, which was, you know, it was the whole community just said, wow, what an amazing event to have. All the workshops sold out. Last year, all the workshops sold out. And so I thought, well, it definitely needs to grow. It can't just grow 10%. It needs to kind of grow 300%, which is kind of what we've done for this year.
I really love Corbin's as a venue. Just I grew up out in West Auckland. So oftentimes whenever we'd have any arts events in our schools, we would always head out to Corbin's Estates and they were always such lovely people. And I think people are going to be really interested to maybe take the train out to Henderson and see the beautiful space that Corbin's takes up, especially with all the beautiful printmaking art that you guys are going to be having on display.
Yeah, it's such an amazing venue. My sister, she's actually the public programs manager there and organizes school holiday programs, workshops, and there's, you know, exhibitions. There's an amazing group of artists who use the studios there. It's such an amazing community and it's a beautiful setting as well, you know, with the stream and the landscape around. It's a really lovely organic arts community that exists there.
First, I think I'd love to hear about the print fair and the different sorts of artists that you have going on there. What do you think that our listeners can expect if they're going to head through with some koha to give away to these beautiful artists?
Well, what's really exciting is that I've got people coming from all over the country for this print fair. I've got the students of Otago Polytech print department flying up from Dunedin, from Christchurch, and also coming from Taranaki. So I've got tertiary students coming. I've got also Megan Dickinson Gallery coming down from Kerikeri. I have print groups coming from all across the country, as well as individual artists coming from all over. There's also some really cool local printmakers. I've got a group called Sur Collective, which is a Latin American women's art collective, and they'll be doing live screen printing on Saturday in the print fair, and then they'll also have a table at the print fair with all of their original screen printed merchandise, totes and tees and prints. I also have a really cool screen print artist called Franson, or his brand is 1999, and he screen prints all his own kind of fashion accessories. Amazing, amazing, cool stuff. And what else do we have? Oh, just heaps of really cool, just a really cool diverse range of art, and you know, from $20 to $2,000, there's like something for everyone.
And another big part of this festival is to see people get involved with printmaking. How can people do this with the free and ticketed workshops you have coming up?
So in the print fair, we've got three live printing stations. We've got screen printing, and so they can have a go at pulling the squeegee if they're confident enough. There's also going to be live lino and woodblock printing onto calico patches, so people could come along and have a go at rolling the brayer, you know, doing the roller and printing the lino and printing their own calico patch. They could bring along some item of clothing that they want to print. There's also letterpress. So there's this old Albion press that's been put onto wheels by a guy called Graham Judd of Inkiana Press, and he's going to bring that, and people can have a go at inking up. They can have a go at putting the letters and the letterpress, and then putting their name, and then inking it, and then putting it through the machine, which is a pretty cool experience, seeing how things were printed originally, you know, when they first started printing, like the first Bibles were printed, you know, using letterpress. Then we've got eight different workshops on offer. We've got relief woodblock, which is always a popular one that's nearly sold out. We have some intaglio on bamboo that's sold out. We have a really cool workshop which hasn't sold out yet, which is there's this guy in Holland who was studying printmaking and realized he couldn't really afford to buy a press, so he designed a tiny press that he printed with a 3D printer, and then he shared the plans for free, and then started this whole kind of like global movement called the Open Press Project. And so there's this artist in Dunedin who's just loves making small prints, and she's just a master at using it. And so she's flying up to teach a workshop on intaglio, which is dry point scratching into a bit of plastic, printing that on these little 3D presses. And there's all these international print exchanges and print exhibitions and kind of print challenges run through the Instagram page of the Open Press Project. So it's a really cool way to kind of start off or get involved in print, because it's not a huge investment. It's this big, you can carry it with you, you can leave it on your, you know, your kitchen shelf. At the print fair as well, there's going to be a lot of our sponsors who are going to be showcasing a lot of their eco-friendly, non-toxic inks, which means they're really safe to use at home on your kitchen table. So Akua Inks, Aotearoa Art Supplies from Fielding, will be sponsoring Akua Inks, which is a soya-based non-toxic ink that will be used in that workshop. I think probably the most exciting workshop is the one offered by Fatu Feu, which will involve carving or incising large macrocarpa slabs with a mini chainsaw. People can then ink that up and print that on large, it's going to be 1 meter by 70 centimeter size macrocarpa slabs. And so that I think will be quite a unique and impressive workshop that's kind of not been offered before or anywhere else. We also have eco printing, which is another really cool technique, because you don't need a printing press. You can do it at home. It's non-toxic. It's literally just collecting foliage and leaves from your garden or on the street. So it's, you know, it's very accessible. There's also a screen printing workshop using specialty inks like puff paint and fluorescent inks and metallic inks. You kind of need to have used a squeegee before though to do that one. It's not for total beginners. Steve Lovett who's the technician at Elam. He will be doing a workshop on digital processes for printmaking using Adobe Illustrator and Photoshop to create images that can be then used for analog printing. These workshops are kind of designed as a way to be really accessible for anyone who's just curious at how they can incorporate printmaking into their arts practice, or just kind of start it off and can easily do it at home or in a group.
I think it's really interesting because of the way that you are approaching this event with accessibility so strongly at the forefront, especially when you were talking before about how you can do this at home. It's not that cost effective. I think a lot of people, myself included, who might be interested in print might have the idea that it's just too difficult to get into. You'll have to go to a big studio. You'll have to get this big, massive machine that you'll need to do, get a whole bunch of expensive ink for to just print some tote bags. What do you have to say to those people who might have this idea of print being an incredibly inaccessible art form, both financially or effort-wise? Or whatever else?
Well, it's true. Some of this equipment is extremely expensive, which is why a lot of printmakers do come together collaboratively around the print studio where they can share the equipment, share ideas. And that's one thing I love about printmaking, is that really collaborative community aspect of it. However, there is no open access print studio in Auckland. And that's really the kind of the bigger vision and goal of this festival, is that I would like to establish an open access print studio accessible to all in Tamaki Makaurau. And this festival is just kind of like the first steps in getting there, because yes, there are lots of things that you can do at home, but it's also would be great to have that space that we could all come together and share. But in the meantime, there's lots you can do at your kitchen table. Printmakers now are using Tetra Pak cartons, you know, oat milk cartons. The inside is lined with plastic. And if you scratch into that with an etching tool, then you can print that like you would traditionally in metal plate, but you can really easily do that at home.
What are the exhibitions that we have coming up at Printopia?
This year, for the first time, we have a print prize and exhibition that's been sponsored by Permaset Aqua, which are the water-based non-toxic screen printing inks from Australia. And Permaset Inks and Gordon Harris and the Print Council Aotearoa, they've sponsored this prize for printmakers who use screen printing as part of their arts practice. And the finalists that have been selected will be on show during the festival. And on Friday night, we'll have an award ceremony for each of the sections. So we've got an open section, tertiary, and secondary sections. So that'll be very exciting. And great to celebrate young emerging printmakers, which was kind of my motivation for that. Because as I said, the key for this festival is all about accessibility, getting more people involved, opening it up. And then we'll also have on display a really lovely portfolio of prints created by the Pacific Print Project, and they have organised several different Indigenous artists from Aotearoa and around the Pacific to do a print exchange portfolio. And so there's 16 beautiful A4 prints made, and they will be on display. And on Sunday at 11 a.m, Toi Whakaata, the group that put this together, they will be there to speak to that exhibit and about their group as well, how they established it and the process for setting up this print exchange. So that'll be really, really interesting. I've heard a lot of good feedback about that.
Just to rehash for our listeners, what are all the details if they want to head along?
The festival will be at Corbin Estate Arts Centre, easy to get to by train, just catch the Western Line, exit at Henderson Station, and then it's a 10-minute walk from there. There's also couple buses that go out there, the 134 and the 133 from the city, if you're in the city. There is parking, but parking is limited. You have to be there early to get in for the parking. Friday, the 5th of May, we have an opening night. Just need to go online and register for your free ticket. We'll have the print fair, we'll have the award ceremony, drinks and music. And so just a great way to kind of mix and mingle and catch up with people. Then Saturday and Sunday from 10 till 3, you can shop at the print fair, you can see all the live printing, have a go, maybe bring along an old t-shirt that you'd like to get printed, sign up for one of our workshops. There's going to be also food trucks, coffee, food. It's just going to be a really cool vibe. Last year there was just a wonderful buzz in the air. I did this survey which was saying, what did you enjoy most? And everyone just said, I just love the buzz that was in the air, that everyone was just so excited. And it was just a great way to kind of meet new people who are also interested in printmaking. And yeah, so everyone can definitely learn something new. And the aim is for people to come and their perception of what is print to be challenged, to go and they're thinking, this is what I think print is, and then leave going, oh, I didn't know that printing from a fish was actually a type of printmaking that is happening out there in the world. And, you know, so upstairs is the print talks and demos. We've got our keynote speaker flying out from Australia, Dr. Mark Dustin from the University of Melbourne, who will be talking about his art practice and how he incorporated and kind of promoted and grew printmaking in the department there. We've got some really interesting demos and talks on both Saturday and Sunday that people can, that were really inspiring and people can learn a lot from.
That was Ina Arawe from Printopia Festival. Be sure to head over to Corbin's Estate Arts Centre this weekend from Friday the 5th to Sunday the 7th to see the best printmaking work that Aotearoa has to offer. This event is free with some awesome ticketed workshops as well. And yeah, I hope to see you all there.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.